Kalim chapter 5, Mishnah 3. Ateres hakira tohera, the crown of the stove is pure. So apparently in the top of the stove they used to put like a little rim, like a rim. And that rim was there to, it wasn't fixed to it, it was loose, it was loosely placed on it. And it was there to help keep the heat in. And it was called a crown because it literally looked like a crown on a person's head. So that's why they called it a crown. So that was considered pure, meaning if the stove became impure, this thing didn't become impure because it wasn't considered a permanent attachment. Yeah. Tiras atanur, so this a tiras atanur. So now again, different opinion as to what a tiras is, but we're going to go with the opinion that it was a box that they used to put next to it, and they used to take the bread out of the oven and put the bread into this box to cool down. It was the tira. So bizman shi guva arba tfachim, as long as it was four tfachim ha, then it was metame b'magubim b'aver. Then it could receive impurity by touching and by having something placed inside of it. But b'chusa mikan, but less than this tohera, it was considered not functional, couldn't hold the bread, and it was considered that it couldn't accept impurity. Im chibraloi, if they fastened to it, afilu al shloish avanim tamei, even on three stones, it is impure, right? So even if he attached this bread stone on one side and placed stones to the oven, so now he attaches it to the oven, it is impure. Now it shares the oven's impurity. If he now attaches it to the oven using at least three stones, right, then it's considered attached to the oven. And then it would share the oven's impurity. Beis hapach, next to the next case, a place for a cruse to hold oil, ubeis hatfalin, a place to hold spices, ubeis haner, and a place to hold a candle. So they build on the outside wall of the oven like a little, like a little container, right? A little, to put oil in there, to put spices in there, to put the candle in there, the light. They'd make it on the outside wall so they would have somewhere to keep their goodies. So metamin b'maga, these things contract impurity through touching. What does it mean? It means that if the inside of the oven is touched, these things also become impure. And this is by rabbinic law. It's not by Torah law. So if you've got a little container on the outside connected to the outside wall of the oven for your spices, and someone touches the inside of the oven, an avatuma, so that thing becomes rabbinically also impure. But not ba'avir, meaning if you take a sheretz and you put it inside the oven, so the rabbis decree that that tumah doesn't transmit onto this outside thing. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with Rabbi Meir. He says this thing will always be considered to be pure. It will never become impure. The rabbis didn't decree any impurity on this independent thing.